بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, my young friends, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. We are almost through the first week, the blessed month of Ramadan. So we must praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who has brought us to this blessed month. The month which is filled with His mercy, His love, His forgiveness, and numerous gifts from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all want this month to be blessed. We all want this month to be good and fulfilling, as we wish one another in the beginning of the month with the greetings that we exchange. And this is why it's in that pursuit of that goodness and in the pursuit of those blessings that we have adopted the changes that we have adopted in our lives. And they're quite tremendous in terms of our food and our liquid intake. Our schedules have completely changed. We're eating at times when we will probably never eat. We're eating foods, perhaps, that we will probably never eat either. And sometimes they're probably better off not eating anyway. Now, our sleep schedules have changed as well. We see a change in the masajid, in our musalla, which I invite you all to, 1120 March Road. We see a dramatic increase in attendance and all the prayers that come to the day. Even the facilities that we rent, for example, for our Tarawih prayers at the RRC, the Witchcraft Recreation Complex, normally it's not even open at that hour. Alhamdulillah, we thank the city and the officials who have helped us to make this accommodation. Of course, we're paying for it, as long as we get it for free, but the fact that we have that facility available is a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is what we'll make. And you know, we're having different programs, different activities, which we normally do not have. So clearly it's a time of change. But let us fast forward now a little bit. When Ramadan ends, we usually start thinking about eating, food, events, clothing, and things like that. But Ramadan is going to come to an end. 23 days. 22 days. That's all that there's left. So when it comes to an end, there will be three types of people at the end of it all, right? So think of it like a race. The competition, the race. At the end, there will be three types of people. The first one, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us about that category when he said, رُبَّ صَاحِمٍ حَقُّهُ مِنْ صِيَامِهِ الْجُوعِ وَالْعَطَشِ وَرُبَّ قَائِمٍ حَقُّهُ مِنْ قِيَامِهِ السَّبْتِ. That perhaps a fasting person will get nothing out of his fast except for hunger. And perhaps the one who stands to pray at night will get nothing from his standing except sleeplessness. And this is a sahih hadith which has been recorded by a number of reporters. So there will be people at the end of it all, after fasting for 29, 30 days, after standing in prayer, in Tarawih prayers, Qiyam al-Layl, every night, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us that there will be these people who will achieve nothing except hunger from their fast and sleeplessness from their prayer. So that's going to be one category. The second group of people will be those who acted upon the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he said, مَنْ صَامَ رَمَضَانَ إِيمَانًا وَإِحْتِسَابًا غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. مَنْ قَامَ رَمَضَانَ إِيمَانًا وَإِحْتِسَابًا غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. مَنْ قَامَ لَيْلَةَ الْقَدْرِ إِيمَانًا وَإِحْتِسَابًا غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. That whoever fasts, stands in prayer, stands on Laylatul Qadr with perfect faith and a great expectation of reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will have all his past or her past sins forgiven. So there will be the second group who will achieve that. But then they will revert to how they were before Ramadan. The same habits, the same addictions, the same schedules, the same sins. Because you see, we have routines for everything that we do. And sometimes even sins become routines as well. We do things simply because we're accustomed to doing them, we're used to doing them, and we do it, and we forget, and don't even think about what we're actually doing. So there will be the second group who will achieve something, actually something very great, which is forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but then will revert back to how they were before. Then there will be a third group. There will be a third group of people who will attain forgiveness like the second group in the month of Ramadan. They will come out cleansed. After Ramadan, they will be pure. And they will make mistakes after Ramadan. But those mistakes will be fewer in quantity. They will be less serious. And they will have an overall improvement compared to how they entered into Ramadan and how they exit from the month of Ramadan. So this is what we want to aim for. Actually, what we want to aim for is perfection. What we want to aim for is perfection. Ideally, we want to be perfect. But we are human beings, so it's good to have a goal of perfection. But we are never going to achieve or attain complete perfection. As the Prophet ﷺ has told us, that كُلُّ بَنِي آدَمَ خَطَّى. All the children of Adam, meaning all the human beings, are sinners. They make mistakes. So we're all in the same boat. We're all in the same situation. But وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ. This is reported by Imam Ahmad. And the best among the sinners are those who repent. The best among the sinners are those who repent. So we're all in the same situation. We're all in the same boat, facing the same dilemmas. But the best ones are those who repent after they make mistakes. Now just because we have not been designed to be perfect, we have been designed in a way by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are going to make mistakes. We are going to have shortcomings. Because otherwise we will be angels. Because angels don't do that. But we're not. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us human beings, and He knows that very well, obviously. But it does not mean that we should take sinning lightly. It does not mean that we should just think of our sins as some change in our pocket, which is a little, you know, light, not too, you know, it may be a little bit of an annoyance if the wallet starts feeling a little bit too heavy or our pocket starts feeling a little heavy, but it's okay, it's not a big deal. That's not the attitude of the believer. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, radiallahu anhu, said, is reported in Sahih Bukhari, that inna al-mu'mina yara dhunubahu ka'annahu qa'idun tahta jabal yakhafu an yaqa'a 'alayhi. That the believer, this is one of the qualities of the believer, a believer sees his wrong actions, his sins, as if he were sitting under a mountain which he fears will fall on him. This is how a believer sees and understands and perceives his or her misdeeds, sins. They're very serious. It could collapse on me any time. The impious person sees his sins, his wrong actions, like flies passing by over his nose, and he does this. And the reason I'm doing this is because the narrator also did this when he was narrating his hadith. Just like a fly that may be buzzing around, and you wave it off. So the one who is impious, the fajr, this is how he sees his sins. They're little annoyances, they're nothing serious. But for the believer, the concern is so great that the sins are like a mountain that may just about to be collapsing at any minute. And the believer is then afraid and is worried about his sins. So we want to be those who are blessed in this month. We don't want to come out as losers. We want to be those who truly benefit from this month. So my dear brothers and sisters, the first step to getting there, to that end, so that we exit in a better shape. And not just in a better shape, but a form which holds, which helps us build to an next Ramadan, so that we can continue climbing up these steps that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. The first step in getting there is to hit the reset button. The first step is to hit the reset button. Ramadan is our reset button. An opportunity to format the hard drive, to wipe out all of the messed up settings and all the apps that we have downloaded over the year, which are using up system resources and which are not giving us benefit. Malware and viruses that are corrupting our souls. So this is the opportunity to hit reset, clean everything out, do a clean swipe, and then move forward. And that can happen only through one method. That reset and that wipe can happen only through one method. Only there's one way of doing it. And that is through sincere tawbah. Sincere repentance for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is our opportunity. We've got to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely and apologize for what we have done. That's the only way it's going to work, and that's the only way we can be truly, truly successful. And that's the only way we can truly start to get benefits from this month. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, generally, not just for Ramadan, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. And all of you believers, all of us, تُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. Beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance. أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Why? لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. So that you may be successful. So if you want to be successful in this month, and in fact through our whole lives, if you want to be successful in the hereafter, we've got to be those who hold on to tawbah, who sincerely and regularly turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because it makes us think about our weaknesses. It makes us think about where we have room for improvement. If we think that I have no room for improvement, I'm good as I am, then that's a very dangerous situation to be in. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. Okay, so this is the first for me. There are two cards, I don't know if you're legally part of the BPO. So one is the Sonata, BPZC, I think it is, 981, Mercedes, BSZH, 855. So they're parked in the back. If that is your card, please remove it immediately. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَفْلِحُونَ. Right? So all of you, believers, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness and repentance. Why? So that you may be successful. So in this month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a special opportunity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a special opportunity to wipe our souls clean in the month of forgiveness and mercy. And not just wipe, but to purify ourselves from all of that spiritual dirt that has accumulated on our souls and our hearts. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is offering a special amnesty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is offering a special amnesty. The doors of forgiveness are always open, but they're even wider now. The doors of mercy and forgiveness are always open, but they're even wider now, and they're open wider now, and they're well advertised. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has well advertised, and that's why you see attendance increasing and all, everything that is good. People making dua, lining up, so this is great. So my brothers and sisters, no matter what sins we have committed, no matter what skeletons we have in our closets, and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what skeletons we have. There are sins that we have committed in the darkness of the night. There are sins we may have committed when nobody was watching, when our spouse was asleep, when people thought we were doing something else, but we were involved in sinning and breaking the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are sins that we have committed, and we know each of us what they are. That if anyone found out about them, we would be shamed. We would be shamed. We would lose the honor and respect that people give us. So my brothers and sisters, even if you have not prayed in the last year, you know, even if you were drunk every Saturday night, even if you were involved in having illegitimate relationships, even if you committed the worst sins that you can think of, even if you cheated and you lied and you backbited and you gambled and you were watching filthy material on your computer and on your mobile devices when nobody else could see you, hiding it from your spouse, you were eating a haram, you were earning a haram, the door is open for you to change. The door is open right now for you, for me, for all of us to change, to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beginning right now and be a new person from them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be happy to have you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be overjoyed to hear you repent, to see you turn towards Him. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that Allah has greater joy at the repentance of one of His servants when he turns towards Him than one of you would have over his mount, his camel, or his vehicle, which having escaped from him, saddled with food and drink in the middle of the desert, so that he despaired of finding it, and had gone to a tree to lie down in its shade, and it suddenly appears standing by him while he is in that state. So basically, the Prophet is telling us that imagine yourself if you are traveling through the desert. You had a camel or you had a vehicle, which was loaded with all your supplies, loaded with all your water, food, your tent, everything you needed to survive in the desert, in the heat. And then you notice, you realize that it escaped, or it was stolen, it was gone. And you became hopeless, and in despair, you went and sat down under a tree, under the shade, thinking of what to do now. There's no cell phone service, you don't have a satellite phone, you're alone, you're stranded in the desert. And then all of a sudden you see it come back. All of a sudden you see it come to you. The joy that you would have at that time, you can imagine what it would be like. That satisfaction and that joy you would have at that moment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more happy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more overjoyed to have us turn to Him in repentance and seek His forgiveness. And He wants us to run towards it, as we recited a few nights ago in Tarawih. وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. Race for forgiveness from your Lord. Run towards it. Don't stand there and wait for it. Run towards it. Make a dash for it. Make an effort towards forgiveness. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to be happy with you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to forgive you. But you have to take the first step. You have to take the first step. You know, this is like for the students, it's like having all of your exams that you messed up on, all the tests and all the marks that weren't great and that you were unhappy with or your parents were unhappy with, it's like having all of that cleared out and having 8 classes. Wouldn't that be amazing? Right? You got a report card. You're about to get your report card. You're about to see your transcript. You're worried about your GPA. You're worried about your marks. You get the opportunity, you make some effort, and then it's all wiped out and you get a perfect score. Who wouldn't want that? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this opportunity, but we have to take a step. We have to be the ones who press control out delete, who find the needle to hit the reset button. So my brothers and sisters, let us stand in front of the mirror. There's no mirror right now, so do it when you have a mirror, inshallah. Let us stand in front of a mirror and take a deep, hard look at ourselves. Look at your mouth. Look at your hands. Look at your eyes. Look at your ears. Look at your head. Look at your waist area, all the limbs of your bodies. What are the sins that each one of these have committed? What are the sins that they can bear witness to in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if you don't want them to? There will be people who will not want the witness of anyone except themselves. Not even the angels, not even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, okay, no problem. Let your body speak. And they will all be given the ability to speak. And they will spill out all the beings, all the skeletons that are hidden, everything that they were involved with. So think about them now before that day, which is going to come. Think about each limb, each part of the body. What were they involved in? What will they bear testimony about on the day of judgment? And the purification process is a three-step process. So stop the action of disobedience. Hopefully it's already stopping them. Second, regret it. Feel bad about it. Feel guilty about it. Thirdly, make a solid resolve to never return to the sin. To never go back to it. This is it. I've made up my mind. It's got to stop. And really then try not to. But if it so happens that you fall back into it because we're human beings, then again repeat these steps. My brothers and sisters, as I wrap up, one good way to make this happen is to make it a private and intimate affair. In the darkness of the night, go into a corner where no one can see you, no one can hear you. Offer 2 rak'ahs of prayer. Think of all the sins that we have committed since we became mature. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, talk to Him with sincerity, cry to Him, speak to Him, and confess, face up for everything, and promise that you will try your best to stay on the straight path and not let this go. Try it out. Then develop a trip mechanism so that every time we go off track, we set ourselves right away. Because Allah tells us, the believers, the people of taqwa, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. People of taqwa, which we're trying to achieve in Ramadan, are those who are conscious. If they make a mistake, they commit an indecent act. They wrong themselves by committing sins. What do? ذَكَرُوا. They remember Allah and they seek His forgiveness. So fasting is not just about staying hungry and feasting at iftar. It is for developing taqwa. Developing these mechanisms. And this is how the people of taqwa respond to their mistakes. So that finally, think about it, my brothers and sisters. What are the sins you're going to be repenting for? How are you going to make Allah happy? How are you going to race towards His forgiveness in this month? How are you going to remain cleaner after Ramadan compared to last year? Finally, Anas radiallahu anhu said, he related that I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that Allah, the Almighty, said, Hadith Qudsi, O son of Adam, so long as you call upon me and ask of me, I shall forgive you for what you have done, and I shall not mind. O son of Adam, were your sins to reach the clouds of the sky, and were you then to ask forgiveness of me, I will forgive you. O son of Adam, were you to come to me with sins nearly as great as the earth, and were you to then to face me, ascribing no partner to me, I will bring you forgiveness nearly as great as it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us the people who take advantage of this blessed month. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us those who turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely seeking His forgiveness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for all of our sins. Ya Rabb, forgive every single person in this congregation right now. Oh Allah, purify our souls, purify our hearts, and make us people who do not return to sin. Ameen. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. I just have a few important announcements, inshallah. So Taraweeh prayers are continuing at the RRC on Innovation Drive. We begin at 10:45, so please join us if possible. There is a potluck organized tomorrow, which is happening at the KRC. So this is the Canada Recreation Complex. Terry Fox, just south of the 417. Open to the community. Everyone is encouraged to come. Is welcome. Because, you know, we're all brothers and sisters. We need to come together and, you know, spend Ramadan together, meet one another, spread the love. Register online, please, canadamuslims.ca. We will be having a halaqah, inshallah, on Sunday. And we will be discussing in a bit more detail what we have recited, some of the topics that come up, and what we have recited in Taraweeh prayers. This is happening Sunday, inshallah, at the RRC, the same place where we have Taraweeh, but in the Minto Hall, which is right across the hallway from where we have Taraweeh. So Sunday between 2 and 3 p.m., inshallah. Attendance is free, no registration required. Please come. The KMA and Medina School registration for 2014 and 2015 is open, and registration will be closing once capacity has been reached. So please register your children online at almedinaschool.ca. Other events that are happening, the Syrian Association of Ottawa and PTI, Human Concern International, are having the third annual fundraising gala. And this is happening at the Intercultural Dialogue Institute on Saturday, July 5th at 7 p.m. For tickets information, you can go online, humanconcern.org and syrianassociation.ca. And also, the Muslim Association of Canada is holding a fundraising dinner for the youth center that is happening on July 12th, Saturday, July 12th, from 7 p.m. I'm trying to keep all the answers in mind. Inshallah, Sayyid Ramzi Adela will be the speaker there, so everyone is invited to join that as well. And also, our policy, KMA, my policy, is always to be very upfront with people. And not try to play any games, not play any tricks. Okay. So even though strategically it's bad if I tell you that we're going to fundraising next Friday, I'm telling you nonetheless. Okay? Because you want everyone to be clear to know what's happening. So the KMA, Cannabis Association, has many projects and activities that it does. And inshallah, we'll be increasing that. We need to raise funds, inshallah, for that. So we will be doing that next Friday, inshallah. So my talk will be shortened. There will be a fundraising element. If you can contribute now, that's great. We have dedications here. We have boxes, even at other prayers. And we will be collecting more, inshallah, next Friday. So just to give you a heads up, inshallah, we look forward to your support. Jazakumullah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر